Care for Changing Lives, learning about Hospice Quinty on 91X.
I'm Lee McConnell with Hospice Quinty. Death can sometimes be a difficult concept to understand, especially for a child. Given there are instances where adults can sometimes reject or avoid the death of someone close to them, it can be challenging for a child to fully grasp the concept. In this episode of Changing Lives, we will go over how to best explain death to a child in a way they can understand. At Hospice Quinty, we see all different kinds of people of all different ages and walks of life, so it's important that while they are using our services, everyone understands what's happening and faces the reality of death in a healthy manner. A child is truly able to understand what death is around the ages of 5 to 7 years old. It's important to understand that there are a lot of different aspects to understanding death, and while a child may get one of them, it doesn't mean that they will be able to understand all of them. One thing you will need to make clear to your child is that death is permanent. Once someone dies, they can't come back alive and will stay that way forever. Some children may believe that whatever their loved one is going through will go away eventually, which can sometimes happen if they are told that a person is sick. While adults can understand the difference between a person being sick with a common cold or sick with a terminal illness, it can be confusing and sometimes distressing for a child. It's important to explain the difference so they might not think that the next time they get the flu and are sick, they associate it with the dying loved one and then they think they are going to die. Understanding the permanence of death and the difference between sickness are both important for a child who is experiencing the death of someone close to them. Something that can help a child to process the idea of death is to explain what happens when someone dies. You can tell the child that all life functions end completely at the time of death and go over what that means. Their heart stops beating, they stop breathing, and they fall asleep and never wake up are some good things to communicate to help them understand. However, much like the confusion that can happen with calling someone sick, it's important to explain the difference between this person falling asleep and how other people sleep so they don't become afraid to go to bed that night, thinking they won't wake up again. By telling your child what happens when someone dies, they are better equipped to deal with it when it happens. Another important thing to emphasize to a child is that everything alive eventually dies. Whether it be people, animals, pets, or even plants and trees, everything that is living now will eventually die, including you and the child. Death is an inevitable part of life, and making sure the child understands that it happens to everyone can make it easier to process some of the emotions that come along with it. One thing to remember is that your child is likely to have a lot of questions throughout this process, and it's important that you answer them as honestly and accurately as possible. There are countless different ways that people in groups around the world think of and deal with death, and rather than delve into all of them and potentially overwhelm and confuse the child, it's easier just to answer the specific questions they have as they come. After all, there are adults who disagree on certain aspects of the philosophical nature of death, so it's best to just work with the child and help them understand as they can rather than cover a multitude of beliefs. Another thing to do is to be okay with saying you don't know. They may have questions that you don't have the answer to, so it's important to be honest and not just make up an answer you think would be comforting to them. Finally, the most important thing to tell your child about death is that everyone, even adults, processes death differently. It's okay for them to feel new emotions they may have never felt before, and that it's safe for them to come to you with questions or simply for comfort. Grieving is a personal process, and there are no right or wrong ways to deal with the death of someone close to them. It's also worth mentioning that Hospice Quinty's caregiver support services, along with both in-home hospice and hospice resident services, can help you by taking care of some of the caregiving aspects you may be facing. That way, you can have the bandwidth to be present with your child and help them through this tough time. Hopefully now you have some tools to help your child work through something as difficult as death. If you have any questions about some of the services Hospice Quinty provides, please don't hesitate to reach out to us for more information. Hospice Quinty provides individuals, their families, and caregivers with compassionate end-of-life care by attending to their physical, psychosocial, and practical needs, and offering empathetic care to those who are grieving through visiting hospice services and support groups. All Hospice Quinty programs and services are provided by compassionate, well-trained volunteers and staff at no charge to the individual or their family. We serve a population of over 110,000 in Quinty West, Belleville, Deserano, Tyendinega Township, and the Tyendinega Mohawk Territory.
Learn more by visiting hospicequinty.ca and listen for new information each week at this time on Alternative Radio 91X.